Hey guys, don't forget to check out the Street Cop Training Conference, April 23rd through the 28th, 2023 at the Gaylord Opryland Resort and Convention Center. It's going to be a great experience, five career-changing days, some of the most profound speakers in the industry. Guest speakers include Rob O'Neill, the guy who killed Bin Laden, Kyle Carpenter, the youngest living Congressional Medal of Honor winner, Fox News host Tommy Lahren, Navy SEAL American war hero Jason Redman, Sheriff David Clark, Sheriff Mark Lamb, and Sheriff Wayne Ivey. You'll also spend time with all of our Street Cop instructors at this event Monday through Friday. We'll have a great lineup of courses in addition to our great speakers. It will be a week that you will not forget. You'll be thankful you came. You don't want to miss out. Check out StreetCop.com on how to register. If you're going to use the room code, make sure you book it from Sunday through Friday. That's what the code's good for, and it's about half the price of the regular rate. But those rooms are running out, so make sure you sign up now. We'll see you there.
Street Cop. Hey guys, welcome back to the Street Cop Podcast. I am Dan Foster, your instructor for mastering Pennsylvania search and seizure. I want to give you the top three basic tips for how to be an effective field training officer. So number one, praise in public, punish in private. When you're dealing with that new officer, it's a great morale booster and a great confidence booster to let people know that they've done good things. But if they inevitably screw up, make sure that you don't talk to them about it in front of everybody. Obviously, you have to address issues and problems that arise, but don't do it in public. Don't do it certainly in front of other members of the department. Don't do it out, you know, at a crowded gas station or shopping mall. Pull them aside, tell them about their issues, and use it as a learning experience. But if you catch them doing something good, make sure everybody knows about it. And that's a great way to build their confidence as a new officer. Number two, remember that everybody brings something to the table. Although that officer in training might never have been in law enforcement, might never have had any experience as a police officer, they do have life experiences that can often translate very well to the job that we do every day as police officers. So just remember that just because they don't have the experience that you have doesn't mean that they don't have good ideas and better solutions for problems that we often encounter as police officers. Number three, I'm going to leave you with a quote that I've read. It's been attributed to different people, Albert Einstein. I don't think anybody really knows where it came from, but that quote is, "Everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it is stupid." So that goes very well with FTO. Oftentimes we look at people and we think that things should be common sense concepts for new officers to grasp, and they stumble and they struggle grasping those concepts. But just remember, that person, despite all of their prior experience, might never have had anything dealing with that certain situation that you're dealing with as a police officer. So don't be afraid to, quote, break things down Barney style, to use a Marine Corps reference, and show people the ropes one by one in step-by-step fashion. Sometimes explaining things the easy way makes things be able to be grasped a lot easier by new police officers.
Guys, if you're in an area where you're trying to get to our classes, but we're not close to you, fret not. We actually have on-demand training at StreetCop.com. You can take that course online right now, and then you could attend that training in the future at no additional cost. You can redeem your voucher, so you get two for the price of one. We don't want to deny you the ability to take this training now, especially knowing that it can keep you safe, at a very minimum, putting bad guys in jail where they belong, and at the maximum, going home to your family. Check out StreetCop.com for that offer.